Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Fresh Start Show. I am Tom Cortese. I am the co-host of the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Demond Holt. Dr. Holt cannot be with us today. He's going to pick up the kids from school and take them someplace on this Saturday morning. So I am coming to you, and I want to start with a little list of dates that I want you to keep in mind and write them down. September 21st, there's a legacy event. Dr. Holt's going to be at that event. And the COPE, My Cost of Poverty Experience, will be on September 21st at Emmanuel Baptist Church on Alvernon. If you go to the Fort Tucson website, you will be able to register for that event. It is a month in the life of someone who lives in poverty and an actual person that does live in poverty. So we ask you to come and attend and go through a simulation that you live 4 weeks in 15-minute segments, that you live the month in a life of someone that lives in poverty and an actual individual who has been studied over years that has lived in poverty, and the issues and the events which have impacted them will be part of the simulation. I promise you, by the end of the simulation, you will have a changed viewpoint of how you have a perception of poverty and those who live in poverty. September 29th is breakfast with Dr. Demond Holt. Fort Tucson is having the government breakfast at Northminster Presbyterian Church. Please go to the Fort Tucson website and register for that, because Dr. Demond Holt will be speaking about Fresh Start. He'll be speaking about the event that we're having in October, which I'm getting to now, the October 21st Fresh Start Expo 2023. Judges from every courtroom. We are going to have more employers this year. We are going to have more resources this year. We are going to have more barbers and stylists and clothes and opportunities for people to get medical care, holistic care, to get COVID, child care. We do everything on that day. And I'll tell you what, the people that come there and spend their day there, they do everything on that day. And so much respect for those people that come and offer their time, their resources, and just a day off in their life. They come and spend there so people like me and people like you guys that are listening, coming out of the prison system and are still in the prison system, are going to be coming out before that event. Those people come there and spend their day off so that we can have a flourishing future and that we can have the opportunities that would give us a better future. And Dr. Holt has established freshstartinternational.org. And if you go to the website, you can read about it, but there's nothing like seeing it in person. So you should go to YouTube and load the Fresh Start documentary. And it's about a 6.5 minute documentary that goes through the Fresh Start event last year. And if you go through that video and look at the people that Judge Bergen, Laura Conover, the mayor, I mean, the people that are behind Fresh Start and behind what we do with this event and being able to follow through on Dr. Holt's vision, it's not just a one-time event. This is a 365-day-a-year building that we want to establish called the Empowerment Center, that anybody that has a past can come there and work on things to help them in their future. And Dr. Holt had such a dream of this occurring that it's moving toward that. And we're already having discussions with people in Maricopa County about Maricopa 2024 Fresh Start Expo. So it's absolutely wonderful the places this is moving. But Dr. Holt's not done, and it is international, and I'm going to get back to that in just a minute. First, I want to give a big shout-out to the Bureau of Prisons and Araceli Corona and Officer Gutierrez, who are the reentry coordinators at the federal prison out on Wilmont Road, who invited me to come back there to speak to one of the populations at one of the institutions out there on Wilmont Road. And I did that last Monday. And I'll tell you, I struggled to go. There were forces working against me to not go. Even to the last second, I'm driving up Wilmont Road and then here comes the train. And I'm supposed to be there in like 5 minutes, and this train is a long train. So it was holding me back. As soon as I got to the institution, pulled into the parking lot, got out of the vehicle, everything changed. And I said a prayer, and I kept saying a prayer until I walked into the institution. And the opportunity arose that we went inside, and there was 40 men, I think, approximately, and in that range, close to that, including staff and stuff like that, probably more. At least more than half of those men, when I asked if they had 20 more or more years, raised their hand. And then there was a guy that had like 2 days, and a guy that had like 18 months and stuff like that. So this was a group of men that there was a wide range of time. There were a wide range of issues that were involved, but it was just a wonderful event because I get the opportunity to go tell people about the trauma from my past, and if it helps them step up and deal with theirs, then I'm doing the right thing. And more often than not, that is what occurs, and people do get the help they need. And I'll tell you what, the programming and the reentry people out there at the Bureau of Prisons are doing a wonderful job. They are looking for every possible way that they can help individuals, whether they got 2 days or whether they got 200 years, they're going to help somebody. And that's beautiful, and that's a change from what I am used to from the Arizona State Prison System. And now in the Arizona State Prison System, prior to coming here today, just before coming in the studio, I got a call from one of the institutions up in Buckeye and at the Lewis Complex. Friend of mine's doing a natural life sentence, has been in prison for almost 25 years. He is not the perpetrator of the crime. The person who did the crime is already out of prison. And all of the accomplices to the crime are already out of prison and have been for many, many years. This individual is still doing a natural life, has no possibility of parole. And I would venture to say, for somebody like me that has done so many years in prison, this guy probably has the best prison record that I have ever seen in my life. And he has been, if you want to talk about a model inmate, I mean, he has been the model of what you think, what society would believe somebody should go into prison and do when they're in prison. So this individual, for the 20 plus years that he's been in prison, he has studied, he's gotten degrees, he's gotten certificates, he's become an RSS, which is a release support specialist. And they're doing a program up there, and they're mentoring and they're coaching and they're helping guys who have addictions. They're helping guys that have traumas, and they're sitting there with life sentences, these guys that are teaching the classes and preparing guys to be released. And I talk to him constantly, and he's always telling me how rewarding and how fulfilling it is to see the breakthroughs that people make when they understand that some of the traumas that came against in their life are things that they can actually deal with and not make friends with, but actually make friends with the time that they happened. And if you can do that, then you can look at the time differently, and the time period that occurred, you can look at that differently, and you can actually change how that event affects you in that way. It's beautiful what they're doing with their mentoring and their coaching classes that they're doing up there. Now, for the ADOC, that's wonderful, and I'd love to see more of that. The ADCRR out there on Wilmont, with the release center that they have out there, and Sean Timmerman and those guys doing a wonderful job preparing guys to get ready to go to the streets and re-enter a community that they may have been away from for a long period of time. And we as community members need to be more welcoming of them. Dr. Holt and I were just talking about it before the show. And I constantly say it, that I think it's too easy for people to call themselves Christians today, because they think it entitles to this, them to something, rather than it puts them in a position where they are obligated to do something. And there's quite a difference with those two things. And the ARC, the Arizona Release Center, and the orientation program that we're doing out there. And I thank all of the resources, all of the healthcare, all of the people that come every Tuesday to spend, you know, an hour, hour and a half, just so we can let anywhere from about 12 guys and girls to 28 guys and girls who are being released from the prison system every Tuesday, or every, you know, month. But every Tuesday they're coming for this orientation, and it's a really good opportunity, so that people with the chip on their shoulder, or the cage mentality, or the box head, you know, where you're just still back in there and you got front gate amnesia and all of that stuff, it's a good time for us to open their eyes and give them an opportunity to see reality the way it really is. And there's people that come to that orientation, and a lot of guys that come to the orientation. I mean, there's like 3, 4, 5 guys that have done time in the prison system and have gotten released. And now they have navigated the whole thing themselves, and they are becoming successful. And what did they do? Did they walk away from it? No, they're giving back into it. They're pouring back into it, and they're pouring back into us and the guys that are coming out of the system in with a program like Perception Counseling. Wonderful program. They pay for your first 90 days. They'll pay for your housing, but you're going to do a program that is going to put your nose to the grindstone, and you're going to have to pull them up by the belt loops and be a big boy and do it the right way. Because I'll tell you what, the minute that you break weak, you're out of the program. But if you follow through on this program, they are going to walk all the way with you. Reach for it. Those guys are great. I mean, the Good Brothers Foundation, man, just a wonderful opportunity. All of these people that we get to work with, and I got to mention Walking Free, which is Zion City, which is my church, but Walking Free is after the pastor's heart. He wanted to start a program that afforded a holistic viewpoint of approaching an individual that was re-entering the community. And let me touch on that note real quick. The director of the Bureau of Prisons has now instituted a directive to all staff members to address the individuals that are incarcerated there as adults in custody, not as inmates, not as convicts, not as scumbags, not as any of those things, as adults in custody. And, you know, most of the time that you ask an inmate, you know, does it make a difference to you what they call you? And they're going to say, no, it doesn't make any difference. But, you know, what you get used to and what you allow, sometimes it becomes a habit, and you forget your own personal value. And something that Dr. Holt continually does and continually says is that every individual life is valued. And we need to make a change where we need to make the change in those lives, whether it is in the adolescent period where they're going from the school to prison pipeline, or whether we're dealing with the juvenile system, whether we're dealing with the jail, whether we're dealing with the prison system and the release and the parole, all of those things. There's a whole lot of programming that comes to bear on us having a future. We are putting together just a conglomerate of Dr. Holt is just getting a lot of people on board, and a lot of important people. I mean, you know, the mayor, the county attorney, the public defender, the head judge of the Superior Court, you know, and now he's talking to the attorney general about us having the opportunity to bring to bear the issue of child support. And touching on the issue of child support is, we just spoke about this prior, is what does it do? It estranges the parents, and the parents are estranged, and they talk about each other, and they don't necessarily pull back the punches talking about each other or to each other when they are in earshot of the children. And you may think that, wow, this is causing trauma for that, and you have to deal with that trauma for that. But I guarantee to you that that child is going to grow up and they're going to bring into their relationships what they have seen modeled to them in the relationship that they grew up with. So if we can bring to bear the opportunity for men and women to be able to have visitation again, to be able to have a opportunity for both of them to pour into their children's future, which we know is percentage-wise, keeps them from becoming part of the system. And one of the funny statistics was that single fathers, there is a smaller percentage of those children that end up in incarceration than single mothers with children. And that would show us the importance of having a father in the home. That would give us an idea of how important it is to have a father figure and the structure and the discipline that that brings to bear in a kid's life. So with Dr. Holt getting with the Attorney General and bringing child support back into it so that we can possibly, you know, do something so it would reconcile families, but it would reconcile parents with their kids and hopefully at least reconcile parents so they can become friendly so that it would not affect the kids in the future, which it has a tendency to always do. One of the things I had not mentioned yet was the December 2nd Christmas giveaway, which is going to be at Utterback Junior High School, because we have just been supported around the city by just so many different areas, so many different places, so many different people and organizations who have a heart for us having a future. And Taranika from the principal of Utterback is absolutely incredible. Took the junior high school from an F school to a B school in virtually no time, which is absolutely incredible, especially considering the area it comes from. And having spoken to her in person last week at the Fresh Start fundraiser, she has given Fresh Start an office at Utterback that we can set up and have there and have our staff meetings and stuff like that. With, again, Fresh Start is all volunteer. And I'll tell you what, we are so blessed and so thankful for all the people that continue to volunteer with us constantly, and especially when they come and do the Fresh Start Expo. And that takes a lot of people to pull that off. And it's absolutely incredible how it comes together. And just the night before, we join together and we pray over the facility and start setting up and stuff like that. And then the next morning, when we open up, it's just like chaos. And it's so beautiful to see. And again, I would say go to the YouTube and look up the Fresh Start documentary. You'll see it in the background of most of the interviews and stuff like that of what's going on and the speakers that are going on. And we had, we had the Chief Justice speak. We had the Mayor speak. We had the Chief of Police speak. Dr. Holt spoke at it. But for me, it's always that you walk into the community center and you check in and they guide you over to an area where you can get one of the stylists to do your hair and then go get clothes and then go down the hallway where there are felony-friendly employers ready to give jobs. And last year, I think we had 22 or 24. We're going to have more. We already have more. Last year, I think we had like 30-some resource tables, and I think it's over 40 already. So, I mean, we're geared up for a big event, and we're really excited for that. But there's a lot of stuff that we need to do as a group, and there's a lot of stuff that we as a group of adults who were in custody returning to the community, there's things we need to do. If you guys are in the joint right now and you're looking at 18 months to the gate, then there's a lot of steps that you need to be taking to prepare yourself for the gate. You could start getting all your paperwork together. You could start doing all the things for DMV. You can start doing all the things for your fees and your fines and get all of that paperwork together. You want to get your driver's license, your social security card. And if you file all of that paperwork while you're in there, the day you walk out and you go see your parole officer, they're going to have your paperwork waiting for you. So if you want a head start on the day that you walk out, because I'll tell you what, at that orientation that we do on Tuesday, there's probably 6 to 10 people that raise their hand every time anybody got a job. And there is absolutely no reason in Tucson, Arizona, that you should be unemployed. There are jobs galore out there. And there are jobs with sustainable wages out there. And me personally, I tell people all the time, and I'll always bragging on the prison population that is the hardest working, most talented people that have never made it in society. And, you know, all we have to do is stop fearing the unknown and do what we're skilled at. And we're skilled at being hard workers. We're actually skilled at being very disciplined and very structured, because we slip into a routine in the prison environment pretty quickly. And having to do that, you can do that actually out here and slip into a, you can slip into a routine that is structured, and everything you are doing is positive, moving toward a flourishing next moment. And there are so many opportunities out here. And the centers of excellence now at Pima Community College, which would afford you through Pell Grants a direct employment degree with a sustainable wage. They have a robotics program. They have an automotive program. They have culinary programs. They're opening these centers of excellence around the city at these different campuses. And it's just wonderful. And I go to visit them and I get to see them. And then I get to see younger guys that are going on the visit to these places and how excited they are about these things. It's like if I put you on a bus and took you to the Amazon distribution center, you know, and said, you could have this job. Immediately, you would think that I want you to be the guy in that little yellow vest over there watching a machine run. No, I want you to be the guy that creates the machine. I want you to be the guy that creates the robotics. And for too long in our lives, we didn't think we were enough in order to accomplish things like that. But we can accomplish anything that we put our minds to. And I'm telling you, Pima Community College, Rio Salado College, Ottawa University, all of these places are geared toward giving you all the tools that are necessary for you to be successful in an education realm. I went back to school through Rio Salado College and got an Associate of Applied Arts, Applied Science, and Addictions and Substance Disorders. I'm going to go back to school to get a bachelor's degree. It's incredible that we have the opportunities to do all the things that we were unable to do previously as kids. Now we can do them. And now you're going to be supported doing them because you have an organization that is going to stand behind you. Dr. Holt and Fresh Start International is that organization. You know, and come October 21st, anybody that's in the city of Tucson, in the state of Arizona, you should come down to Pima County. You should come down to the Tucson, the TCC, and hang out with us for a day and get to see some lives changed. Because throughout the day, you're just going to be turning your head, looking to places where you're seeing people laughing, you're seeing people enjoying, you're seeing people taking steps into a future that otherwise they don't think they could have had. But now they have hundreds of people that are banding together on a day every year just so we can have a future, and not just have a future, but have a future that we have support in it and a community behind us so that we can be successful not only for ourselves, but for that community. And that's what it's about, because now the community is paying it forward. We pay it forward back to the community. And that's what restorative justice is and transformative justice. And that's what Dr. Holt talks about all the time. We believe that a mistake should only be a life lesson and not a life sentence. So please remember that we can help you in many, many different ways. Whether you are a family member of somebody incarcerated or you are somebody that was previously incarcerated returning to the community, we have a lot that we can do to help you have a flourishing future and to come walk alongside with you into that future and You can do whatever you choose to do. And this is the era of entrepreneurs. And you can start and do TikTok. You can do any of those things that you had a dream to do. And there's no reason to have any fear, because the only thing that fear does is keep holding you back from the thing that you were supposed to do to begin with. And we all have a purpose and a journey that we are supposed to follow and be on. And it's to get to this fresh start. And that's what we offer you. Have a good day. God bless. Bye now.